How you doing? This is Pastor Jones with Shield of Faith Baptist Church in Boise, Idaho, and we're back with another video in our series about speaking in tongues, where we've been going through this fact sheet here, which you can download in the description below. We put a link down there for you. Now, if you're having trouble with that and you just don't even want to mess with it, and you just want us to send you one, just email the church at shieldoffaithbc@gmail.com. Just let me know that you'd like the fact sheet. We'll print one off, laminate it for you, and send it to you in the mail. So just let us know that. Now, so far, what we've been doing is we've been going through this fact sheet here, and we've been exposing this phenomenon called speaking in tongues, okay? And so far, we've covered points 1 through 5. So just a quick recap here. Point number one was when more than 3 speak during any given church service. Number 2 is when women do the speaking. And number 3 was when the speaker interprets for himself. Number 4, we talked about when there's no interpreter. And then we left off last time with this point here, when there is confusion. So we're going to go on with points number 6 and 7 today. All right, so let's get into this here. Sixthly, when would speaking in tongues violate scripture? When self-control is lost. Okay, when self-control is lost. Now, I don't know about you, but I can't tell you how many times I've heard this where someone says, you know, it's just like something came over me and just made me start speaking in this tongue, or just made me, you know, convulse, or made me run through the aisles, or the Spirit came over me and I was just able to interpret this language for other people. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that, okay? But what does the Bible say about that? 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 32 says this, and the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. What's the slam dunk deal right there? So if you're saying that the Spirit comes over you and takes over your volition, takes over who you are and makes you do something, it's not the Holy Spirit. It's not the Holy Spirit that we read about in the Bible. Why would he go against his word like that? And you see, this is what I'm talking about here. You guys are going to have to make a decision whether or not you're going to follow what the Bible says or strictly what man says. And again, this is very important here. So seventhly, when would speaking in tongues violate scripture? Well, when it results in new revelations, okay? Revelation chapter 22, verse 18 says, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Okay, Revelation 22, the very last chapter of the Bible, is very clear that there are no more people today that are prophets in the sense of where they foretell what God says, okay? Now, do we have people today that foretell? Of course, that's what I'm doing right now. That's what we do every church service. We foretell the word of God. We take the written word of God and we preach that. We foretell, okay? That happens all the time. But what Pentecostal churches do is they say, oh, well, the Spirit comes over us, takes over our volition, and then, you know, speaks a word of knowledge to the congregation today. Well, you know, another problem with that is that the Bible's very clear in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. That's God-breathed. So if you're having that in your church service, I mean, the Bible's clear that that's scripture. So I want to know why these churches aren't writing those things down and then sending them off to all the other churches as scripture. I think that's a good question. And I think that needs to be asked, and I think that needs to be answered. So another verse regarding this, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. So the beginning of Hebrews is very clear. It backs up everything that I just said. There are no more prophets today going around foretelling what God says. Okay, that was a method used back in the Old Testament time frame. It's very clear in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, hath in these last days spoken, past tense, spoken to us by his Son, Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God, and more than capable of preserving his written word for us today. Okay, so quick recap here. When would speaking in tongues violate scripture? Well, sixthly, when self-control is lost. Nowhere in the Bible, nowhere in the New Testament, nowhere in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, are you going to see an example of the Holy Ghost coming over somebody and making them do anything? Okay. And seventhly, when it results in new revelations. Okay. I've seen this personally. I've told the story of my congregation a few times about time where I went and visited John Hagee's church. This is many, many years ago before I was aware of all of this stuff. And I had no idea that he was a Pentecostal guy. You know, I went inside the church. I sat down. It was a Sunday evening service. And I sat in this seat, right? And this guy comes up to me, taps me on the shoulder, and he's like, "Excuse me, sir, but I have to sit there." You know, and I was just kind of like, what is your name written on the seat or something? Is there assigned seating at this church? And so I kind of pushed back a little bit, and the guy was like, "Oh, don't worry, you'll see. You'll see why I have to sit there, trust me." And so me being new, first time there, I was like, whatever. So I'll just get up and move. So I got up and left. Now, as the service was closing, so after the preaching was going on, John Hagee's son was up there, I don't know, talking or something, giving a little message, and starts to quote unquote speak in tongues, okay? And then this guy, the guy who wanted my seat there, happened to be, you know, like right in the center, just the perfect prime location where everybody could see, where the cameras can see the guy. And this guy pops up and claims to interpret what John Hagee's son had supposedly said in tongues. And of course, the new revelation was about money and about how people weren't giving enough. And that's typically what you're going to find. It's always going to be something like that, or something, you know, some ailment that somebody was healed from in a faraway country. You know, somebody in Africa was just healed today from a migraine. You know, just silly stuff like that. Okay. Now, again, why bring that up? Because it just illustrates the fact that it's not true. That whole event that I experienced at John Hagee's church, that was set up, right? That wasn't organic. That didn't just happen, okay? That guy tapped me on the shoulder because obviously he had already had some kind of communication with John Hagee's son that he was going to do that, that they were going to go through with that little skit. That's what I like to call it, a skit. That definitely wasn't the Holy Ghost, okay? And that whole service was nothing but a bunch of violations of scripture. Now, I'm going to leave you with this video here from this apostle, Catherine Kirk, okay? And I want you guys to watch these clips here and let me know what you think, and we'll come back and do some more of these videos here shortly. All right, God bless.
The baptism of the Holy Spirit is when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and takes over you completely, so much that it will even take over your tongue. The baptism of the Holy Spirit requires such surrender. It requires you to be like, "Jesus, I want you to have your way truly with me, Father. Even if you want to take over my tongue, do it. Have your way. I allow you to do what you want with my body, with my everything. Have your way, Holy Spirit." When I first encountered the power of God, it was prophetic ministry. A prophet prophesied to me things about me that I hadn't told anyone, things that were going on in my life. And I witnessed healing happening. I witnessed demons being cast out of people. And that day was so life-changing. That day, I knew that God was real. I knew He loved me. It was a true encounter that changed me forever. I came forward and He placed His hand upon my head. And immediately when He placed His hand upon my head and says, "I baptize you in the Holy Spirit," I physically could feel God touching me, overtaking me. And He started to come upon my tongue. And my tongue started to speak in a new tongue, a new language. And I could not control, I wasn't doing it myself. This was not my own, like, conjuring up of desires. This was God taking over by the power of his Holy Spirit, by his fire. And it has never changed since that day.